Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of good, where all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We have been stalled by a number of technical difficulties here. We are not able to connect live, and I sent messages out earlier. We are back, and we hope that this will be sustained for the duration of the time we are going to stay here. My name is Uchem Efo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and we are here live and from London and to the ends of the earth. We welcome you from wherever you are listening. It may be morning for you, it may be afternoon, or it may be night for you. Whatever it is, this is our news hour. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. The platform is for Indigenous People of Biafra. The platform is for friends of Biafra. And this platform, more importantly, is also for the enemies of Biafra, because this is where the truth is laid bare. And so, as we gather, as always, from east to west, from north to south, we will invite God Almighty once again to come and be the pilot of this program. As we proceed, as we move on relentlessly to preaching this good news, we are without fear before our enemies, because we are ordained. We have been called to preach this good news irrespective of whoever is involved. And therefore, we want to remind everyone that Biafra is a thorn in the conscience of humanity, because the injustice that has been meted against our people have been swept under the carpet. Not only that, they are continuing to kill us, they have continued to target our economic interests, our political existence as a people. Our collective interests as a people have been trampled upon. Our human rights have been curtailed, and the world is looking the other way. And so it is our duty, it is upon us, for us to let the world know what is happening. Even if they don't want to take notice, we must defend ourselves, because we have the right to self-defense, and we have the right to self-determination as enshrined in the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People 2007, and also as transposed into the national laws of the member states of the African Union, including the ZUC of Nigeria. And so we must hold them to account, to live up to expectation, to observe and to apply themselves to the international law for which they are signatories. The leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still being held extrajudicially, not by the court, but by the whims and caprices of the DSS, Department of State Security, and indeed under the dictatorship of Buhari. God Almighty, we ask you to come and bless every of our effort this evening. Anoint our tongue, anoint our thoughts, actions, and words, that they will be acceptable to you, and that they will be according to your ordinance. Take absolute and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves, that this good news of Biafra will be preached, and that it will be preached in a way that will sink down the consciousness of our people, that will bring about progress, that will bring about prosperity, that will bring about freedom. That freedom is Biafra, and we are doing what we are doing because of your promises to us, that you will never forget us, nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do for us. We have asked you to give us Biafra. We have asked you for protection. We have asked you for courage. We have asked you for boldness. and we are confident that you give it to us. Already we are, of course, doing everything in your name. Give us victory that the enemies will have every reason to glorify your name in our lives. We are on the internet, we are on shortwave, we are also on satellite. We have Radio Biafra app, download it, especially those on Android. There are other websites and organizations that are picking up our signals, even when we do not tell them to do so. They are doing it, and they are propagating the goodness of Biafra, and this is a prophecy, of course, that is akin and part and parcel of Biafra Restoration Project. That people we don't know will carry our messages, that people we have not come in contact with before we propagate this message, in addition to what we are doing. We want to say a very big thank you to IPOB families around the world, in Jefferland, in Europe, in America, in Asia, for the wonderful work they are doing, and indeed for propagating the goodness of Biafra even to quarters where people are afraid of going to, for making the world to know the plight of the native people of Biafra, that we are at the brink of extinction, that they are killing us, that they are maiming us, and that the world must react, they must do something. Otherwise, if we don't defend ourselves, nobody will do it for us. The simple process we are following this time around is for the necessary sensitization of the international community and the world at large. And indeed, the message is sinking. They are taking notice of the unimaginable human rights abuses being committed against Biafran people by the Nigerian state and her murderous agents. We do not intend to retreat. We do not intend to surrender. We do not intend to abandon this project. We do not intend to soften our stance on the things we are doing. The media campaign continues. The protests around the world continues. This is not a one-time exercise. It is going to be a continuous exercise and part and parcel of Biafra Restoration Project. Once again, this is a live broadcast, and we urge you to hook on, because we have a number of things to discuss this evening. Today remains the 26th of October 2015, and we are reaching from London. The number to call when our lines are open is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. I'm calling it this way because a number of people are, of course, complaining that I read out the numbers very fast, and so I am trying to slow down for them to get it. Once again, the number to call is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. My voice is cracking, but we are going to soldier on. We have some new headlines, of course, to read, and after that we will go into analysis. I'm expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world to join this program, and when they do, we will bring them to you. We are talking about this time around Igwosha election. The election tribunal sacks speaker and 20 PDP State House of Assembly lawmakers, in addition to the governor of Rivers State, Yesenwike, whom they sacked yesterday. And we are telling you that we have nothing to do with Nigerian politics, but it is very important as well for us to point out that the APC political arm of Boko Haram under Buhari have sinister agenda to control Biafra land and to control the resources that is coming from Biafra land. I have never seen where this kind of thing happened. 20 House of Assembly members, lawmakers, sacked by one tribunal sitting in Abuja. This is unprecedented. And we urge the Biafran people, especially those in Ugocha, to of course look inwards at what is happening to them. They are out to take over Biafra land by all means. Already Buhari is the Minister of Petroleum, and he is taking charge and control of everything. Our people must wake up. Our people must realize the fact that this is another way of dividing us. They have come and told us that we are not brothers, we are not cousins, and more importantly, that the Igbo people are there to control and dominate everybody. Today, who is wreaking havoc in Biafra land? Today, who is wreaking havoc in the so-called Niger Delta that they created? It is the Hausa Fulanis. It is the Buharis, with the collaboration of some unscrupulous elements from Biafra land. They have told you that the oil in Bayelsa and indeed in Biafra land belongs to Jigawa and indeed the North. And they have said it categorically, boldly and courageously enough. Honorable Farouk, or whatever he called himself, he said it and people thought he was joking. He said it and people thought that he was kidding. But he knows what he was saying. And look at what is unfolding. It is just the beginning and we are watching. But we cannot watch forever. We need to unite. We need to come together. Otherwise, they are going to destroy Biafra land once and for all. Those they call Southeast and South-South must know that this is a trap, must know that this is a divide and rule tactics, must begin to work together, must begin to governance effort together, must begin to work as a collective, not as individuals or different groups or splinter groups. Yes, Onwike has been removed, and the next target is Bayelsa State. Not even that Yesomike was removed. 20 lawmakers have been removed by the same tribunal sitting in Abuja instead of in Igocha, and everybody is keeping quiet. Buhari has sinister agenda, as we told you right from the outset. It doesn't matter whoever feels bad or whoever feels good about what we're saying here, because we are under a mission. We are commissioned to say the truth on this platform. There is ominous sign in the horizon that the APC political arm of Boko Haram is going to take over Biafra land. In Anambra, Willie Obiano is of course dancing to their tune by looking the other way and of course inflicting all manner of injury on his people. We are calling on men and women of goodwill to stand up. In Imo State, it is already established, because the head boy of APC, Richard Okorocha, is already at work, dividing Biafran people, bribing people to come on air and say that they do not have anything to do with self-determination. He divides communities, divides families, he divides individuals and groups. He bribes them, he promises them heaven and earth, but at the end of the day, he will not deliver. Our people need to wake up. The only thing that will save us is Biafra, because it is under that banner that the evil ones can pass for safety. It is under that banner that the Nigerian Modrus Enterprise, we recognize the strength behind the people in the old eastern region, which is of course under occupation by the Nigerian state. That is the only way we will recognize whom we are. That is the only way we can realize our potential as a people. If we continue to answer south, south, and southeast, then we are done for. Look at what is happening now. They are coming, they are prepared, and they are going to do everything humanly possible to make sure that APC, the political arm of Boko Haram, dominates. And when they dominate Biafra land, you are all done for. Everybody is not, nobody is spared, in fact. 20 PDP House of Assembly lawmakers sacked by a tribunal sitting in Abuja. Yesterday, the governor of Rivers State was sacked in the person of Yesson Wike. And these are ominous signs in the horizon. The police in Anambra State has denied shooting protesters. Police in Anambra has denied shooting protesters, and we are calling on all those who were eyewitnesses to come on air once more to shame the Nigerian police, because they are liars. There is nothing truthful about them. We want people who participated in the Anambra protests and who were molested or shot to come on air and say what happened. Because in the Anambra police, under Commissioner Kama, is denying that they shot our women. They deny that they shot our peaceful, unarmed women who were agitating for the release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. It is very unfortunate that our people will sit and be looking, including those who are supposed to know, the politicians, the governors, and the leaders of thought. But we know whom they are. They are working for the Nigerian government and for the sole purpose of selling the collective interests of the people of Biafra. The NNSG has said to Buhari, implement Confab resolutions now to end national drift. The Nigerian National Summit Group has urged President Muhammad Buhari, the arch genocidist, to implement fundamental resolutions of the 2014 National Conference that were adopted by the delegates as a way of restructuring the country to avert the imminent national drift towards madness. Of course, for us Biafrans, it is too late for Nigeria, because the audacious case for confederation was made by the late People's General, General Odumegwu Ojukwu, in Abori in Ghana, popularly known as Abori Accord. Gowon reneged on that promise, on that agreement, and instead went ahead to prosecute an avoidable civil war that claimed the millions of lives of Biafran men, women, and children. And today, it is swept under the carpet. Nobody is talking about it. Nobody is talking about it. These are some of the headlines. And we continue. Leave the Zani Madeke alone. There are other bigger looters, according to Ijo Youth Council. leave the Zion Madek alone because there are other bigger looters. Looters like Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, looters like Buhari himself, because the PTF, a project that he presided over, was not with a clean record. Buhari's wife is also implicated in the Halliburton scandal. Buhari is surrounding himself with notorious looters of public funds in the persons of Rotimi Amaechi and the Lagos State Governor, former Lagos State Governor Tinubu and Fashola. All of them are looters. You have Abdulsalami Abubakar. You have Omar Udiko. You have a sizable number of them who have siphoned the money that was meant for public spending and welfare, and of course the fund that came from Biafra land. Buhari's anti-corruption war targeted at Ijaw's, according to Ijaw Youth Council. Buhari's anti-corruption war is targeted at Ijaw's, according to Ijaw Youth Council. This is, in fact, an eye-opener to anybody that calls himself a South-Southerner, that anybody from that South-South region who thinks that Diboman is his problem or her problem, you need to go down memory lane. We are one people and we have a common destiny. You do not allow these people to divide us. You do not allow these people to tell you lies and of course set us on collision mission. The question we need to ask ourselves today is, who is persecuting who, and who is indeed maltreating who? Who is marginalizing who? Is it the House of Fulani or the Igbo man? These are the questions our Sasa brothers need to answer. Buhari's anti-corruption war targeted at Ijaw's, according to Ijaw Youth Council. We are going to read this in details. APC bribed tribunal with 23 billion naira to displace me, according to Wike. APC bribed tribunal with 23 billion naira to displace me, according to Wike. And we are going to, of course, read this in details. And with reference to Boko Haram, General Danjuma's committee develops Marshall Plan for Northeast Rehabilitation. General Danjuma's committee develops Marshall Plan for Northeast Rehabilitation. When we talk about Marshall Plan, it is about careful plan structure, development structure, structural program for a particular locality mostly devastated by war or underdeveloped. The question we're asking is, where are the 3 hours promised by Gowon? The program of rehabilitation, the program of reintegration, and all that targeted against or for the Biafran people. Till date, Biafran people have not been rehabilitated. They have not been reintegrated. And we are telling our people that it is no more business as usual. Today, they have come up with a plan to rehabilitate the North. Not only that they have come up with a plan to rehabilitate the North, the people who are actually championing this are the same perpetrators. Buhari has a franchise in Boko Haram. Buhari is part and parcel of Boko Haram menace. The Northern House of Fulani politicians all support Boko Haram, all in their desperate bid to grab power. to be in control. The Sultan of Sokoto knows much about Boko Haram, the likes of IBB Abdul Sami Abubakar, and other prominent politicians from Northern Bauchi and Fulani extraction all know about Boko Haram because they use it for their own political ends. We must not make mistake about this. The North is there to dominate everybody in the real sense of it, and they are there to continue to discriminate, to implement the policy, the Northernization policy of Sir Ahmadu Bello, their forefather, and the Sultan of Sokoto. It is on record that Sultan of Sokoto institutionalized nepotism, marginalization, corruption, and hatred within the polity, and the generations after him from Northern House of Fulani extraction are all implementing it, including Buhari till date. There are so many areas that you look at what Buhari has done, and you will not need any soothsayer to tell you or to remind you that he is a man with Northern agenda. Already Nigeria is a member of OIC. There is nothing you can do about it. Nigeria is being dominated. Nigerian politics is dominated by the Northern House of Fulanis, who rode into power with impunity. And there is nothing you can do about it. The appointment of government officials remain lopsided. Even a minister appointed from Biafra land is going to be less powerful than a domestic servant to Buhari. They are all ministers, all but in the name. Our people must wake up. There is no other way of doing it other than that we must stand up and condemn what is evil, and indeed fight for our survival. This report has been given before, but it is also very important to buttress what we are saying. CNN investigates why Buhari dumped the $182 million Halliburton bribe scandal. CNN investigates why Buhari dumped the $182 million Halliburton scandal. Of course, Buhari's wife was involved, and indeed, some other prominent Northern politicians are involved, and he cannot afford to fight two wars at a time. With respect to Biafra, we are getting report that the federal government of the contraption, the zoo called Nigeria, has initiated peace process and partners Southeast governors. Federal government of the zoo called Nigeria initiates peace process and partners the Southeast governors with reference to Biafra. We are going to read this in details. We'll be back in a minute.
Give up. The choice we make.
Yes, sir, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are live. We are direct on this day, the 26th of October 2015. We have come late because we had some technical difficulties coming live at the time we had wanted to. All the same, apologies, and we are going to make it as enjoyable, as interesting, as educative as possible. And with some degree of certainty, we are going to run into tomorrow. We are going to continue with this program until the early hours of tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And so if you think that you have missed something, I don't think you have. Let us move forward and make this program a worldwide one. Let us move forward and, of course, do justice to this program this evening. Once again, welcome. We are going to, of course, give a short update on the situation with the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Director Nnamdi Kanu. We are putting it across to the entire Biafran family around the world, and indeed all friends of Biafra and international community, that the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is first of all a freedom fighter, a human rights crusader, a prisoner of conscience, and indeed the defender of Biafran people, who believes in equity and justice, who believes in preaching the good news of Biafra for the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra and indeed the freedom of Biafrans. There is nothing wrong with that, because freedom is part and parcel of every human being. And so ours cannot be different. The director, Nnamdi Kanu, was arrested and in fact kidnapped by the Department of State Security, otherwise known as SSS. From Lagos and then to Abuja on that, on 14th of October 2015. That was on Wednesday. And we are now counting. This is day 13 of it. And we are asking the international community to step up and live up to their responsibilities. The director, Nnamdi Kanu, was detained, taken to Abuja, and indeed bundled to court without a lawyer, without any legal representation. He was, by the intervention of God Almighty, that some lawyers who, of course, were at the court went and stood for him. And the argument for bail, a case for bail was made, and the magistrate granted bail under stringent conditions. The bail condition was not met that day, and so he was remanded in the SSS or DSS headquarters. That is where he is still up to date. The following day and the subsequent extra day, the bail condition was met and the court issued injunction or ordered for his release. But unfortunately, Nigeria being what it is, we told you Nigeria is a satellite of corruption. Nigeria is a lawless society. The DSS, with the absolute knowledge of Buhari, has continued to hold him contrary to court injunction, contrary to the directions of the court. So by implication, Director Nnamdi Kanu is not being held judicially. on the orders of the court. He is being held extrajudicially outside the orders of the court, and in this case, by the whims and caprices of the DSS, directed by Buhari. In essence, they have sinister motive. We are at the moment, of course, exploring all the necessary processes, options available, and if after observing all these, following all the processes that are already in place, we will be forced to, of course, demand his release if he's not released. And so we are asking every indigenous citizen of Biafra, we're giving you the update, Nigerian government is holding Director Nnamdi Kanu, not the court. The court has bailed him, the bail condition has been met, but the lawless Nigerian Security Agency, DSS, under the orders of Buhari, are still holding Nnamdi Kanu. We are, of course, using this opportunity from once more to call on the British government to do the right thing. It doesn't matter whom that person is. It doesn't matter how that person got to be there. Nnamdi Kanu is your citizen, and it is an obligation on your side to do the needful. On our side, the wider indigenous people of Biafra families around the world, we continue the protests, and there are some cities where mega protests have been organized. We thank the indigenous people of Biafra in the United Kingdom for making the director Nnamdi Kanu proud, because they came out in their numbers and they stood for the ideals that Director Nnamdi Kanu stood for. And so it is something to, of course, look forward to consolidating. The protest we went for today is not a one-off. It is going to be a continuous exercise, and so you must wait for further instructions within short periods. We also understand that IPOB in Spain, we are also protesting today. We thank all of them for their courage, their dedication, and service to duty. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, of course, so we proceed. We are reporting that the Elections Petition Tribunal sitting in Abuja have nullified the election of the Speaker Owaji Ibani from Andoni constituency and 20 other lawmakers in River State House of Assembly, all in one go by a tribunal in Abuja. The lawmakers were elected on the platform of the People's Democratic Party on April 11, 2015, in an election marred by vote rigging and violence. It will be recalled that Governor of River State Nyesom Wike was sacked on Saturday by a tribunal under the same circumstance. Despite the sack of the lawmakers, PDP still has a majority in the House. There are 32 state lawmakers in River State, with the election of 21 members notified the State Assembly we no longer form a quorum. This is, of course, a calculated attempt by the Northern Hausa Fulanis and their Yoruba counterpart to make sure that Biafra land is controlled by the political arm of Boko Haram, APC. It is unprecedented that 20 lawmakers and their speaker are sacked in one go. It is very, very unfortunate. Our people must begin to realize the fact that Hausa Fulanis are not your friends. The Yorubas are not your friends. They are neither your cousins. There is no relationship. Because if there has been any relationship, things will not be happening the way it is happening today. The state of affairs in the contraption called Nigeria wouldn't have been the way it is. And so we call on all member of this family worldwide to look into what is happening to us as a people, and more importantly, Biafrans in Igwota. You must take a decision on what you want. If you want APC government, then keep quiet. If you don't want it, rise up and stand against it. The Anambra Police Command in Awka yesterday denied the media report that protesters were shot over the arrest of Ms. Nnamdi Kanu, director of Radio Biafra. He described the report as misleading in a press conference or statement issued and signed by the police public relations officer, Awka, Mr. Ali Okechukwu. Mr. Ali Okechukwu, that is a name. Police said they only went there to disperse a crowd of misguided men and women on the expressway. Granted, you call them the misguided men and women, but you shot them. You shot women who were peacefully protesting the detention, the illegal detention and incarceration of Nnamdi Kanu. You shot four women and on the legs, two of them sustained different degrees of injuries. And the evidences are there. We call on all the victims that have the chance to come up and shame this police command because they are lying. We have video evidence. We have even audio of the women you shot. The police continued, it is evident that on Tuesday, the 20th October 2015, some misguided youths took to the Federal Onitsha Enugu Expressway, harassing people and blocking the highway, causing heavy traffic jam with attendant hardship to innocent and unsuspecting citizens and commuters. The protest that our people went to do was a peaceful one. That is number one. And more importantly, these were women seeking the release of their leader, Nnamdi Kanu. And it is unfortunate that police opened fire on them. We are documenting all these with the necessary evidence, because when the time comes, we're not going to look back. The Nigerian National Summit Group has urged Buhari to implement fundamental resolutions of the 2014 National Conference that were adopted by the delegates as a way of restructuring the country to avert imminent national drift towards madness. Of course, there is no solution to Nigeria. Nigeria is going to collapse anytime soon. In a statement issued or signed yesterday by its executive secretary, Tony Oranta, the group said that Nigeria could still suffer the 2015 buggy if it refuses to begin restructuring now. The statement reads in part, in recent times, very important voices from the north have come out loudly in the support of restructuring. In an article titled The State of Nigerian Nation by Ahaji Ahmed Joda, like former President Atiku Abubakar at the recent Leadership Governor of the Year award ceremony, lent a rigging support to the drive towards true federalism. Buhari is too adamant to effect any change that will be for the general good of the people. Buhari has an agenda. he does not have the intention of implementing any report. Because in the first place, Buhari has a vision, and that vision is to Islamize the whole of Nigeria, including Biafra land. Boko Haram delivered him forcefully into power, and today he wants everybody to rally around him. He made sure that Jonathan did not have a peaceful reign in power. Now he wants everybody to come around him, to support him, to give him all necessary advice. But what we are saying here is that what goes up must come down, and it's an abhorrent vacuum. I will just jump some of the news headlines and of course begin to take calls, because we need to take calls and to know what our people want to say. Buhari's anti-corruption war targeted at Ijaw, according to Ijaw Youth Council. The Ijaw Youth Council, IYC, has accused President Buhari of focusing his anti-corruption war on Ijaw's for Niger Delta part of the zoo called Nigeria. The reason why you are being targeted is because you accepted to be answering Niger Delta. You opted to be answering South-South. If you are answering Biafra, nothing will happen. It's as simple as that. The council also rationalized the activities of oil bunkers and operations of illegal refineries in Niger Delta, charging the federal government not to stop their activities unless it has alternatives for the participants. The Ijaw Youth Council President Udengs Eradiri, who stated this in a chat with journalists in Yenagoa, the Bayelsa State Capital, claimed that engaging in the illegal activities was a means of livelihood for those involved. He said if the participants are stopped from illegal activities, it could give rise to another form of militancy in the region, which its peak prior to 2009 reached Nigeria's crude oil production by about 50%. Reduced it, of course. This is what one gets by answering any name that is given to him, especially by the House of Fulanese. They came, they divided us, and they made away with things that are binding us together. We can still, of course, remedy the situation if only we can come together. And the only solution remains Biafra. It's as simple as that. If we answer any other name, we are going to be exempt in no distant time. APC bribed tribunal with 23 billion naira to displace me, according to Governor Wike. Yes, Wike, whose election was annulled by the state governorship election petition tribunal in Abuja last week, has alleged that 23 billion bribe was paid to the tribunal judges by the All Progressives Congress to nullify the election of all South-South state governors, all of whom are members of the PDP Democratic Party, People's Democratic Party, PDP. Of course, the allegation is credible because, as we can see, they are everywhere. On his Facebook wall over the weekend, he wrote, "Election Petition Tribunal was directed to nullify the election of all South-South state governors. A total of 23 billion naira was paid to the tribunal judges by APC, and they are to pass the order that the election did not comply substantially with electoral guidelines and order INEC to conduct fresh election within 90 days. How can a party win all Senate seats, all House of Representatives seats, all State Assembly 97% votes in presidential election, and they could tell the public that the party did not win the governorship? We must appeal," he said. "This is a grand plan for the House of Fulanese led by Buhari to dominate Biafra land, to preside over the decimation of our land and of our people. I don't know whether our people think in the first place. The only difference between us and animals is the ability to think. Today, Buhari and his Northern House of Fulani counterparts are pouncing on our people. And we are not responding. We need to do something. Now and not tomorrow. The General Theophilus, the General Theophilus Danjuma, retired, led Presidential Committee on Northeast Interventions, PCNI, has developed a Marshall Plan to address humanitarian issues of Boko Haram victims and rapid redevelopment of the zone. As you can see, this is what they want. Buhari has succeeded in attracting aid in favor of the Northern House of Fulani. They are there to develop it, develop their land to the detriment of your villages and towns and communities where the money from crude oil is coming from. It is very unfortunate, and we must do something about this. They are asking Buhari to implement the content of the Abori report. Abori report in the sense that it is a Marshall Plan by the delegates to the National Conference, who of course convened under Jonathan. What they agreed upon is very close to Abori Accord report or content, or the content of the Abori report. But for us Biafrans, what we are saying here is that it is too late, because millions of our people have been killed. There is no justification for that. We cannot bring them back. Their lives have been wasted, and it is very, very wicked of anybody to tell us to forget about the million Biafra men, women and children massacred in cold blood. May we continue to move relentlessly forward and to continue to push for the quest for the restoration of Biafra, irrespective of whoever is involved. CNN investigates why Buhari dumped the $182 million Halliburton scandal. According to CNN reports, it is conspiracy of the retired army generals which prompted Asorok to back down. The conspiracy of retired army generals prompted Asorok to back down. IBB OBJ Abdusami Abubakar fingered. And we have been telling you all these things, that these men are rogues. These men are part of the cabal that are controlling Nigeria. These are rogue elements controlling the rogue state called Nigeria, with the billions of money they stole from Biafra land. Nigeria's President Muhammad Buhari surely meant well for Nigerian people. His integrity, discipline, and avowed commitment to fight name and shame corruption had never been in doubt, since Nigerians have high hopes in his administration to fight corruption among the elites in a bid to free Nigeria's economy from kleptomania. As it is a fact that when you fight corruption, surely corruption will fight back, aptly captures the trending conspiracy of a few Nigerian army retired generals. and former heads of state who allegedly prompted Buhari to let off his earlier intentional investigation of $182 billion Halliburton bribe scandal so he may continually govern Nigeria in peace. CNN I report gathered that few weeks before Buhari made his maiden visit to the United States, Wells wished him that few retired army generals who were erstwhile heads of state were allegedly not happy with the planned moves by the nonsense disciplinarian to reopen the Halliburton scandal. But one wonders whether Buhari is a non-nonsense disciplinarian where he surrounds himself with politicians of questionable character. They have impeccable corruption track record. And indeed, these are looters. These are the people that have siphoned the money from Biafra land. One of them remains Chibike Amaechi. The other one, of course, is the former Lagos State Governor, Babatunde Fashola. And indeed, Tinubu. If Buhari is serious about fighting corruption, let him start with IBB and the rest. Abdulsami Abubakar and the rest. We continue on this. As such, after General Muhammad Buhari has ordered, or rather gave indication that he was going to probe the Halliburton bribe scandal, General Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, a former Nigerian head of state, received a phone call from General Olusegun Obasanjo, also a former Nigerian president, where he brought the attention of IBB to the fact that the way Buhari was going about corruption fight, he would eventually probe the majority of past administration, including IBB era. Well, whether this report is true or not, the point remains that there are people who are corrupt to the core and who are Buhari's allies, and he knows them, but he doesn't want to indeed probe these people. Some of them are his fellow former heads of state who of course stole billions from the coffers of the people in different parts of the states in Biafra land and elsewhere. These are some of the things that our people who actually want to stand for the truth must stand up against. I do not intend to continue to read this, but Abdulsami Abubakar, IBB, Olusegun Obasanjo are all complicit in the looting of the money that came from Biafra land, and with reference to Biafra, the federal government of the Zulu Nigeria has initiated peace process and partnered the Southeast governors. Is it the reason why Obiano has been killing our people? They want to intimidate our people. They want to cajole us. They want to, in fact, blackmail us into submission. But we are telling you that here on Radio Biafra platform, the indigenous people of Biafra have vowed to continue to pursue relentlessly our goal, our collective ambition to be free. As the self-determination by pro-Biafra group in the eastern part of the country continues, the presidency said it is talking with governors of the region to settle the matter and ensure peace and stability in the nation. And we are telling you that it is too late. It is very, very late, because millions of our people have been killed. As a matter of fact, what is happening to Nigeria today is not man-made. It is moral, spiritual. It is the fact that the spirit of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom are hounding and tormenting Nigeria and Nigerians. And Nigeria will never know peace
until it collapses and dismembers. And from its ashes emerges the indigenous people, the original owners of the land. And they will march relentlessly and take whatever belongs to them. The special advisor to the president on media and publicity, Mr. Femi Adesina, stated this on Sunday while fielding questions from journalists at a program, Special Prayers for Nigeria, and her political leaders put together by the Charismatic Renewal Ministry in Abuja. He also pledged President Buhari's determination to win the war against Boko Haram and other criminals. What you are going to take away from this is that they said that they're not going to talk about Biafra, but indeed they are having nightmares about Biafra, and they are indeed talking about it. Buhari, as we speak, has been making plans to prevail on the governors from the old eastern region to solve what they call the problem of Biafra. But we're telling you that we don't have problem. We only want to be let alone. We do not, and we have not, taken anything that belongs to anybody. The only crime we have committed is to ask for our freedom. And that we will continue. The concussion by different newspaper houses that the IPOB protests around the world is that of Masop is mischievous, to say the least. We understand that the leader of Masop, Wazirike, has been going around paying newspaper houses, brown envelope journalism. Whenever IPOB protests, Masop will go and write that it is them, that they are the people who protested, that they are the people who were going around protesting the continued detention of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Do you see the reason why we say that Wazirike could not continue because he is compromised? They do not do anything. IPOB family members will work tirelessly hard. They will give in what they will give in. They will pay the price for everything that needs to be paid for. And then somebody in his bedroom will come out and go and pay journalists to write falsified account of what happened. We are asking our people to stand up and be counted. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. And at this particular point in time, I am joined by the coordinator of coordinators, Dr. Clifford Iraya. And I am going to him now for him to say hello to Biafrans and indeed give us what his thoughts are on the news items we have read. Doctor, are you hearing me? Doctor, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening. Doctor, can you hear me? In absence of that, we will go back to Doctor at some point. We will begin to take calls. The number to call remains +44 7405 964146. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, good day.
Good evening from here.
My name is Joe. I'm calling from Gocha.
Your name is what?
Hello?
Your name is what, sorry?
I'm Am I on Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, I'm asking about your name.
Oh, very good. Yeah, my name is Dr. Joe, and I'm from the water import in
Dr. Joe Biafra. Who? Dr. Joe who, please?
Joe Ogata.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Am I free to talk?
Go ahead. Yes, we are listening, please. There are callers waiting. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Okay, can I go ahead? All right, thank you. Yeah. I'm so glad getting you this hour because I've been trying to answer that number. The point I want to make, really I want to talk to the people of Biafra. I agree that this struggle we have embarked upon now by the IPOB, led by Nnamdi Kanu, is a divine call. And I want all Biafrans everywhere to accept it as such. In this case, we don't need to compromise like our former leaders have done. I'm talking about Owazirike and his government. So what I'm trying to say again is that being a divine call and a spiritual one at that, we really don't need to depend on what some people are doing now, issuing threats and all things. God is surely on our path. And for this reason, we need to rise up and make sure that we submit whole and entire to His will. I want to call on all to make a little sacrifice. If it is possible, people everywhere should embark on a 3-day fasting and prayer. I don't think it would be too much a sacrifice to make at this point. To prove or to show to the Almighty, that we are ready to submit to His holy will for us. Let us call down His power at this time, so that He will continue to guide His effort. For surely victory is ours, because for too long we have endured this assault on our land by the Kabal, by the Hausa Fulani Oligarchy, led at this time by Buhari. Only that our people forget so easily. What happened in Port Harcourt? It is just like a replay of what happened in the old Western region. To my mind, I believe that the Buhari want to replay, want to reenact that event of the past, whereby they had to declare a state of emergency in the West and appointing an administrator. That is what I think they are planning to do this time, especially in Rivers State, by the annulment of wicked elections. So let everybody be vigilant, because the forces are all over the place trying to effect this grand plan by the Kabal. With God willing, we shall overcome. So I want to encourage the current leadership of this struggle never to relent. We are praying and we are ready. We are ready. Personally, I am ready.
Yes, hello? Can you hear me? Are you still there or not? It appears his credit is finished, and we are, of course, understanding and taking note of what he has said, and we are going to take another call. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. No. Let us go back to the line to bring in Dr. Iraya, of course, to say hello to Biafrans, and after that we proceed. Doctor, are you hearing me? Doctor, are you hearing me?
I have been hearing you right from the time you started with the broadcast. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are not coming out now, because I have been complaining about issues we have been having. Your voice was not coming out, but now it's coming out. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. And of course, you may proceed to say hello to Biafrans.
Thank you, Mazime, for, and hello, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Mazi Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondionyemobi in Uguta in Biafra land. And I am, by the grace of Chukwu Okike Abiama, the coordinator of all coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra under the single command of Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, who is currently being kidnapped by the agents of Islamic Republic of Nigeria, led by the man without certificate, Muhammadu Buhari. As in before, I want to add a little to what you said about the situation with our leader. Can I go ahead?
Yes, of course. Go on, please.
Yes, I want to inform Biafrans that the Directorate of State, led by Mazi Uche Nasiebu, and of course the entire IPOB currently led by Mazi Uche Mefo, they have done everything humanly possible to make sure that they meet with all the obligations. The director was kidnapped and hurriedly taken to court and bail condition, and he was charged with a bailable offense in the first place. The offense they charge him is bailable, and bail conditions were set. We met the bail conditions, everything was fine, and the DSS were supposed to release our leader even as far back as Friday last week. But we took it that because it went into the weekend, hopefully they will do something today. Now, what is happening, and this is what I want to bring to the attention of Biafrans, is that the court has done its job, we have done our job, but Nigeria is now illegally holding our leader. As it is now, I can properly and correctly use the word kidnapping, because that is the very correct situation on the ground. Initially, we were saying he was arrested. That's fine. He was arrested. But right now, he is no longer under arrest, because he was initially arrested, taken to court, charged with a bailable offense, and he was granted bail, and we met with all the bail conditions, but he was refused freedom. The agents of Buhari refused to release him. Therefore, the situation Director is now can be correctly described as being kidnapped. Therefore, we are calling on Buhari and his agent to release our leader forthwith. They are supposed to be a democracy or obeying the rule of law. Now the court has said release him under so conditions, and those conditions have been met, and yet they don't want to release him. There is absolutely no reason, as I am speaking to you now, there is absolutely no reason why they are holding him, except that they are just behaving like people in the jungle. And if they want a reciprocal jungle response, then we will give it to them. I am saying this so that Biafrans will understand. People are saying, what are we doing? Well, we are slow, this and that. We have exhausted everything. Whatever they wanted, we have given them. All the conditions we have met. Even the court has ordered that they should release a director. And they are just holding him for nothing. Right now, what they are doing is illegally they are illegally holding him. They are kidnapping him. He is being kidnapped right now by the security apparatus of the DSS. That is the situation. I want to make it very simple so that everybody listening will understand that Director is being kidnapped. He's no longer under arrest, because he was initially arrested, charged to court on a bailable. I have to keep repeating this. He was charged on a bailable The offense they charge him is bailable, and a bail condition was imposed. The bail condition was met, and now they don't want to release him. So the ball is in your court, Biafrans. It's no longer a case of what is DOSG. Give us command, this and that. The ball is in your court. Your leader is being kidnapped. We have met everything. Everything. We have done everything. They are not releasing him. So don't call this phone and start asking for command. Your leader is being kidnapped. The ball is in your court. Mazimefo, let me go to a couple of things that you mentioned. They are about almost 10 items here. I noted them. First of all, the police denying shooting of women, of shooting of protesters. Now, first of all, they lied. And how do you know that they lied? Number one, they said that there is misguided youth. In the first place, no man, no male, no youth, no boy was sent to Oka. What people that were sent to Oka were women. So when this lying zoo police officer who is answering one Igbo name and another name, Ali Okechukwu, or whatever that name is, that's what they, first of all, is a pseudonym. That's how I look at it. It's not a true name. Or maybe a name he used in order to be admitted into the Nigerian Police College. Because if he answers his real name, they will not admit him. So that is number one lie. That they were misguided youths. So I want your friend to note this. Because when you read it now, you think there is an atom of truth. It's a misguided youth. What? The people that went to Oka were women. They were not males. They were not youth. They were not even girls. Women. That's number one. Number two, they said they were harassing people. All the women were doing were just singing. They were singing, even crying, lying on the ground, crying. So what time did they have to go and harass people? Number three, they said they were blocking the highway. They were at the government house. They weren't at the highway. They were at the government house, and that is not a highway. Number four, they said nobody was shot. But those of you who have access to Radio Biafra London Facebook page, you will see, I even posted it myself. If you go to my timeline, you will see it on my timeline, where I posted where a woman was bleeding and they were using something like a handkerchief to tie the bleeding point to put pressure on that place so that the blood will stop flowing through that point. To apply pressure to stop the blood from flowing. On the woman's leg, the video is there. So all these things they are saying, they are all lies. Let me quickly go to the second point you mentioned here, Mazimefo, that has to do with asking Buhari to implement the 2014 confab or whatever they call that nonsense. What I'm saying is that the 2014 confab is useless to Biafrans and to Biafra. Why? Because Uche, if you remember, at the time they were setting up that jamboree, there was something called no-go area. Uche, are you there? Do you remember? But anyway, I will continue. In that confab, they had something called no-go area. And that no-go area also included the quest for Biafra. So, I don't really see where we coming in there. So whether he's implementing the 2014 or not, we are already out of the equation, because there is something called no-go area. Now, the third item here is the fact that Buhari is anti-corruption Zas reported by news media. That is bunkum. That is absolute nonsense. In the first place, Buhari is a criminal. Buhari himself committed treason twice. Buhari committed treason on July 28, 1966. Buhari committed treason on December 31, 1983. Treason is the overthrow of a government. Buhari, together with Murtala Mohammed, Babangida, T.Y. Danjuma, Ibrahim Bako, and Sani Abacha, they went and overthrew the government of Agu Yoruba, and as a matter of fact, killed him. That was on the 28th of July, 1966. On the 31st of December, 1983, Buhari went to the government house in Lagos and overthrew the government of Shehu Shagari. So he is a criminal. He's supposed to be tried for treason. Talking about corruption, you've forgotten that Buhari, ADC, the father, smuggled $700 million cash without going through customs inspection. Buhari defrauded NNPC, and he was implicated and was about to be prosecuted in 1983, and then he went ahead and sacked the government of Shagari, which was the second time he was committing treason. Buhari did all manner of fraudulent practices at PTF. That one, we all know it. Buhari himself was part of the gang that stole this country blind. I remember when he was a governor in one of the northern states during Obasanjo's regime. Buhari has been associating with criminals and fraudsters like Tinubu or Tinumbu. Buhari is associating with Amechi. And so what kind of anti-corruption person is he? His wife is also involved in the Halliburton scandal. So he's not anti-corruption anything. Now, let me move on to the next item which you mentioned, which is the issue of the Niger Delta. There was a person that sent me an inbox who obviously is an ignorant person, talking about South-South and Niger Delta. But because he is ignorant, he forgot that the name Niger Delta just started recently, and even South-South, and that there is no cardinal point called South-South in the first place. And even the last president of Biafra is not an Igbo man. He's even from this area, so-called South-South. And like director and our leader has always said, as long as these people continue to answer South-South Niger Delta, they will continue to be at the receiving end of the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. The best thing for them is to drop that useless name, South-South or Niger Delta, so that it shall be well with them. And now, look at Buhari trying to implement a section of the confab which called for rehabilitation or intervention of the Northeast. And he's not even looking at the totality of the confab document itself. But he's just removing one part. And he has already formed a committee headed by T.Y. Danjuma, so that he start funneling money into rebuilding the North, which he caused himself by forming Boko Haram, which has now outgrown him. So you see all the shenanigans going on. And it is now that CNN is even knowing why he dropped a Halliburton scandal, reopening Halliburton scandal. It's very simple. It's not because of the general. His wife was indicted. The small girl that he abused at the age of 9, he was indicted in that Halliburton scandal. That's why he cannot go there, because it is going to be opening up a can of worms that he will not be able to curtail. So there is no point him going out there. It's not even a matter of general. His hands are soiled. His hands are soiled. Let me make just two more points before I close down. The first point I want to make is on the news of federal government partnering with Southeast governor. First of all, they want to settle the matter. And they said they want peace and stability of the nation. Let me go to that second point, peace and stability of the nation. It makes me crazy. It drives me mad every time somebody uses the word nation for Nigeria. I don't know where these people get their education. Who told you that Nigeria is a nation? I have said this time to that number. People should go to Google and type in, what is a nation? The difference between a nation and a country. Nigeria was never a nation. Nigeria is not a nation, and Nigeria will never be a nation. So saying peace and stability of the nation is all balderdash, because there is no such thing as a nation in terms of Nigeria. Nigeria was a country made up of three nations. Nigeria was, use the word was, Nigeria was a country made up of three nations. Nigeria was never a nation, is never a nation, and will never be a nation. So they will, and there will never be peace. There will never be peace as long as you have over 6 million people slaughtered and nobody is being answering for it. Nigeria will never have peace. And it has expired anyway. Now, he said that they want to settle the matter. What matter are you settling? There is nothing to settle. Their friends are going, they are leaving. Can't you see all the protests? All the street demonstration and all that? What does that tell you? These people are tired. After 101 years, because now it's 101 years. After 101 years, they are tired. People are, they want to be left alone. So there is nothing to settle there. The people just want to go. You see? And the third one, they said the person made the statement. I think it's Femi Adesina. Made the statement at a special prayers organized by Charismatic Renewal. This is shameful. This is abominable. Let me ask all this Charismatic Renewal, even the Anglican Communion that I attend, and the Roman Catholic Church. Let me ask you, my dear bishop, my dear primate, coincidentally, the primate of the Anglican Communion that I attend is even an Igbo man. Let me ask you, are you aware that officially, Nigeria is a member of Organization of Islamic Countries? That officially Nigeria is an Islamic country? And you are organizing a special prayer for an Islamic country? Are you aware that Nigeria is a ranking member of Organization of Islamic Country? It's a shame. And then the last point about Masob claiming credit whenever IPOB is involved. Well, I think the people know the better. They can do everything they can. They can do all the manipulation, brand envelope, journalism, but people know. Anytime they say Waziri Kedisa, how many people do you see come out to demonstrate or to protest? That to show you that people, they know. You can go ahead and bribe all the journalists. If we cough, Masob. If we breathe, Masob. If we go to the restroom, Masob. If we jump up, Masob. Go ahead and continue writing. Some even, there's a newspaper, I think it's Vanguard. Either Vanguard or Punch, one of them. They have never referred to us as indigenous people of Biafra. They call us independent people. They call IPOD. I don't know where D, whether it's a dog or what? I don't know where that is called. They call us IPOD, not IPOB. So we are used to it. Let them continue calling us Masob. But the people know, Biafrans know, even the international community, they know. When we face foreign press, when we face Oyibos, foreigners, when they interview us, they recognize us as IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, and not Masob, a criminal organization, a kidnapping organization. They know. So going to the press and paying them to be writing that the Masob members are protesting or Masob members were arrested and all that, that is rubbish. Why did they not say that Masob members were being charged for treasonable felony at in Port Harcourt for protesting? That one, they said IPOB. But when it comes to other ones, they say it's Masob. That is nonsense. Anyway, Mazimefo, I would like to draw the curtain here and give room for callers to call in and air their opinion. I say, Mechukwoki Kabiama, bless everybody. Bless our leader. Bless Mefo. Bless all Biafrans. I would also like to end by telling Biafrans that we have done everything possible. We have met all the requirements, and the court has even issued instruction that our leader should be released right now. He is being kidnapped. The correct word is kidnapping. Our leader is now being kidnapped. Illegally abducted and being kidnapped right now. So the ball is in your court. It is not a question of giving you command. You know what to do. Mazimefo, let me stop here and I say may God bless you all, man. May God bless Biafra. Thank you.
On the phone, your name and where you are.
Good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the program. We are having some difficulties. I don't know whether you're hearing me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, go on, please.
Okay. My name is Conrad. I'm calling you from Okocha.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to find out how to be done here. But somebody close to you, close to the director.
Your voice, you know, I don't know. I think your voice is echoing. I don't know. What are you? Do you have your phone on speaker or something?
No, sir.
Okay, go on. Let's see again.
Yeah, I want to be very sure. I want to know whether some to you or close to our family, whether you have been able to, you know, get in touch with our director. By one-on-one discussion, that's your phone. Very sure the director is alive.
I didn't hear everything you said, but like I said right from the outset, from the beginning of this program, director is still not released. As simple as that.
Okay. I want to send a warning to the pedophile, Muhammad Buhari. This is not 1967. And whatever he's doing, he should be very careful. We are ready to unleash fire from whoever consume this country if we find out. I personally, I'm not including anybody, but personally, if I find out that anything happened to my leader, Nigeria will never be addressed. It's a warning. I am not in a connection with anybody. I'm telling you what I can deliver for this nation, Biafra. If I discover anything happened to coordinate my director, fire is going, whatever I want to do is going to happen from possibly at the end of this week. If I find out that nobody has seen my director or speak with my director, honestly, I am going to do something that is going to surprise the whole world. So please, thank you. If the director is alive, let us hear his voice. If the director is not alive, let us know. Thank you, and God bless you. And God bless the people of IBOB and the whole wide world.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are having some difficulties taking calls and even hearing. So, but we must continue to soldier on. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel Odoji. Calling from New York.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I thank you for what you have been doing for us. But I'm going to sign a letter of warning to Harry to release our director because he's now under kidnap. Since they have met all the bare conditions, he's supposed to be released. I don't know why he's keeping him. It's not his house property. If you have any other intention, he should come up with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, give us your name and where you're coming from, please. Good morning.
I'm Steven Nabwe from Osumo Winia local government.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all the work. Thank you for all the work. You opened my eyes. I was born and bred at Okeja. We ran for the Second World War that time. So I thank you. I come to know better about this our Eastern region by letter. So God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Call on the phone your name and where you're calling from. They call on the phone. Can you hear me? They are not hearing me. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Victor Nandi, and I'm calling from Ibadan.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for what you are doing for us. We are dear friends. We appreciate your good work. I will pray that you go to Gabriel, my guide, and protect me to help you remember everyone here. I will pray that our director is in the plan. We are sending a warning to Buhari to release our director. To release our director. Avoid calamity in this place called Nigeria. I stand by for the support.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Tikuma Ojebe, I'm calling from California.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, what I want to say is this. Number one, I contacted you some months ago regarding how to connect with the families here in California. But that notwithstanding, I think it's not right for us to be calling me and people making them put out on the line and on the phone, because remember vividly what I just said while he was here, that if we don't see him 3 days or his voice on the fourth day, we should bring that place down. I think the patience on the other side is good, but we should be, you know, prepared to start doing what you know, we make people hear us clearly, because actually they say speak louder than voice. You all have the intention to go back home, and the home is Biafra, not Nigeria, because that place is not a country, a place where there is nothing like human rights, a place where people with guns harass citizens on a daily basis. I recently went home, and a custom guy stopped me on the vehicle I had, no number, and the next thing I heard was a flash, you know. So that is not the kind of place we want to dwell in, because we are the only society. And we are rightfully to demand self-governance. We are rightfully to ask that we go and build our own country the way we want it. Because that ensures that the government is a self-control. That's why we are saying that the college. So our people should get out in line. There is no going back. We have come this far, and we must run to the finish. To the finish line. The finish line is the actual of the flag, and we shall think on and raise our flag, then build our country the way that our feet will not go through what we are going through in that context. That's a little contradiction, but if you can, please, I'd like to know if you have family members here in Northern California, and if you do, if you don't, I don't know what the requirements say you can start your year, because it's about time we think the hallelujah sound that could be happening. But that's a different phenomenon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Call out on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Ocean.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Okay. Is calling from Ipocha.
Thank you, go ahead.
Okay. Ocean, my opinion is that I want to refer to Buhari, that pedophile. Anything that he is doing in this planet, we are watching him, we are monitoring him, even wherever he is going, even the food that he is eating, we are monitoring him. Don't even see it as if he's free. As long as he's holding our director, let him not see himself as a free man. He's not a free man. We are monitoring him, and we are going to overwhelm him. We are going to surprise him. Him and all his cabinet members and all the people that are backing him up. Britain. By the time that we come to them, they will believe that yes, there is something they have seen again that is not year of 1957. This is 2016. We are warning him, let him release our director. We need our director to be released. Let him release our director, because our director, the way him is important to those evil people that surrendered him, is the way our director is important to us. And we need our director to be released. We are not going to watch him holding our director. Then he will thought that he is a free man. He is not a free man because we are monitoring him. We are following him everywhere he goes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My deputy director. May God bless all our family members everywhere, the whole world. May God bless the watcher, IPOB family member. May God bless you, Uchenna. God bless all the directors of state. May God bless, may God guide and protect all of us. Nothing will happen to us until we see the end of this, because this is a battle. They have drawn it and they will see the end of it.
You say amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Hello, for good evening, sir.
Good morning from here.
Okay, well, yes, good morning. Well, it's good afternoon. This is afternoon. I'm calling from New Zealand, and my name is Ezekiel Ndedele.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to be able to get you on Skype. I must say, for the past week, I've been very, very restless, and I've been watching with keen interest how our people have actually risen up and confronted the injustice that's been made to our people and the arrest of our director Nnamdi Kanu. Come at the hour, come at the man. You have done absolutely fantastic job. If anybody is in doubt, if anybody is doubting the resolve of our people, he is mistaken. He is fooling himself. What is happening and what the world has seen is the contraption called Nigeria, their treatment of our people. They declared in 1960s and 1970s that the war was over. But their action and behavior against our people has shown nothing different. The Nigerian government have continued to emancipate, they continue to intimidate and harass indigenous people of Biafra. We have invested everything we have into Nigeria, and Nigeria has haven't worked for us. I don't believe Nigeria will work for us tomorrow, and it will never work again. Our people those of them have risen up in Ubocha, in Onitsha, in India, in Japan, in London, in Spain, and indeed all over the world. This is not 1967, 1970. This is 2015. The African people are all over the place. We will continue to harass and to embarrass Nigeria wherever they go, wherever we are, until they release our director and until they resolve, our state of Biafra. We have nothing absolutely in common. All this while, is it not, interesting to show that our people, despite the anger, our people have restrained themselves from any violent activity. All they have done is go out in the public and they show the anger and frustration. We have the right to express ourselves. We have the right to tell the world that we are not part of Biafrans. If Buhari can stand before the world community and ask for the independence of Palestine and in other indigenous communities, what is different with Biafra? There is nothing different. It's the same hypocritical behavior that they have been making to our people. But this time around, it's not going to wash with indigenous people of Biafra. We will stop at nothing, until we restore our beloved nation. No matter what they do and what they say, Nnamdi Kanu is a representative of the indigenous people of Biafra. He is not acting on his own accord. He is representing millions and millions of people who have been persecuted. Nigeria government should release Nnamdi Kanu. If they don't do that, whatever they get, they should not hold Nnamdi Kanu responsible for that. Up until now, our people have shown restraint. We have been able to show that we are mature. Nnamdi Kanu is a leader who represents millions. I'm repeating this again. Those Nigerian officials, those police officials who have shot at women have shown that they have no respect or regard for any rule of law. It's only in Nigeria that an armed man will shoot at a woman that has only her this in her purse or her bag, protesting on a placard. But the world starts and watch. What I'm saying, and I'm repeating it again, is what millions of people have said. We are all over the world. I am calling you from New Zealand. The same way that you'll be getting calls from Australia, India, China, America, South America. We will not let Nigeria rest until they release our leader. And from there onwards, to restore our state of Biafra. I know there are a lot of callers trying to get across to you each other for this evening. I want to thank you and the rest of your team on behalf of indigenous people of Biafra. You have done a fantastic job and you continue to offer your selfless service. So many people have said that Anambra people are the problem that Igbo people have, that they're causing a lot of trouble. You have shown with distinction that you as Anambra man, you have been very, very loyal to Nnamdi Kanu, and you have shown the resilience. So all this propaganda that our people are this, our people are that, is absolutely fallacy. The concussion that Nigeria have presented to divide our people. We are one. We are united. The problem of every Biafran man is the problem of every Igbo man. Unless they let us go, unless they have lead us to have our own peace, have our own country, Nigeria will not have peace. We don't care about the oil. If they want, we can give them the oil. We can sell the oil at high price to them. Then they should go and buy us oil that's the way they want it. They want it because that is what they are doing with the Britain. Our people are tired. We are tired of this. All injustices made to our people. This generation that have risen up now is the product of Nigerian policy of since after the war to marginalize and scatter our people all over the world. But how wrong were they? Because the same people that we have planned against to dismantle and to dismember and to make them run away from their countries have planted themselves all over the world waiting for you. There's no way Nigeria will get away with it this time around. They can kill as many as they can, but what I want to assure them is this: with every blood of Biafra they spill, that brings us closer to Biafra. So, like I said, my director, or my deputy director, we are in support of whatever you're doing. We are in support of you, and we are calling together that Nigeria should release Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally and without any harm. I will leave it here. Thank you very much, and Uchemefo, I remain loyal, and like POB, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. And of course, Nigerian government has no choice. Buhari has no choice. And we have exhausted almost all our options. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And with some degree of certainty, people are hearing me now. We have been having some issues with the connections, but we will continue to soldier on. This is Radio Biafra, and this is a live broadcast, and we are continuing. The number to call remains +447405-964146, +447405-964146.
Hey!